There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosalind here in Bala Desmond. My dating life is after getting a bit of kink in it, so didn't I ring Verna last night and ask her for a loan of her cat o' nine tails? Well, didn't she answer the phone with namaste? I said, sorry, I think I might have a wrong number. And she said, hello, Rosaline, it's me, all right. And I said, why are you speaking in tongues with your namaste? And she said, it's not tongues, you clown, it's namaste. This thing you say at the start of yoga class to make it look like you know what you're doing. I said, and what are you doing? And she said, I'm opening an Eastern Spiritual Wellness Center in Bala Desmond. My cousin Nora has one in Kishkem. I said, what would you know about that? You've never been east of Dungarvan. She said, all I know is that Nora is making $4,000 a week with yoga lessons. The old pervert farmers have gone mad for the opportunity to watch the local talent wrapping their legs around their ears. Say what you will about Bala Desmond, but we were always well stocked with pervert farmers. So isn't Berna's computer on fire with all the bookings? The only thing she's lacking now is a mission statement for her Eastern Spiritual Wellness Centre. What do you think it should be, tell me? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My niece loves chewing gum and spirituality. We call her Hubba Buddha. I said, what would you look for in North Cork Wellness Centre? She said, the exit.
Come here, what's the story with Nottie's and skiing? Myself and the budgie were talking to the other night, and he says, budgie, we've good jobs, no bye. Maybe we should take a break from flying over to watch Liverpool matches and take a winter break where there's a chance we'll meet something other than old Dals who drink 7 pints of ale and bang on about the legacy of Kenny Dalglish. He says, my cousin Trev goes skiing. It's a pure laugh, he says, and the Germans are grey crack after 8 rounds of Jaegers. So, I know this passport at work, Diane, and I asked her, well, it'd be a good place to hit the slopes. She says, try Slovakia, pure down to earth. And decent value, which was her way of saying dog rough and cheap, perfect for a narry like yourself. But I let it slide because she do have these amazing eyes. So, like, if we go to Slovakia, will we meet poshbolts or would it just be giggly colchicals trying to escape from Skibbereen, Douchedoni, Blackpool?
I rang the posh cousin there and said, what's the skiing like in Slovakia? She said, it's like Puck Fair with snow. Hashtag terrifying.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where, working together as a team, we built a papier-mâché model of Russia and then Bunty von Trousers down. Our codename for Boris had a little piddle on it. You probably can't understand this as you didn't go to Oxford. Anyhow, there was a lot of distress at the top table about the prince who can't be mentioned and his £12 million settlement. Bunty suggested he's a drag on the exchequer, and perhaps we could try and sell him to the Irish. But even Jacob Rees-Mogg thought that was an on-runner, and he's normally up for anything. As a compromise, we decided it would be nice if you mix got together and raised a bit of money to help the Queen to pay for the prince who can't be mentioned. Jacob Rees-M suggested you might run a nationwide fast, until someone pointed out that you mix would probably complain that 'tis like to famine all over again, so it is. So, how about we settle for a nice little charity cake sale? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, London, and a surprisingly large amount of India. I thought we'd given that back.
My sister's big on the chore she's seen in Cork, and I mean big. She's finding it very difficult to lose weight going to 3 charity lunches a week. I said, what would you like to do for the Queen? She said, go back in time and give her a new set of kids.
It's getting jumpy on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunner is totally against the removal of masks in shops. Daphne_2 in Sculvera said she heard that Neffet is going to remove the law requiring masks in shops, and Saz Biatches, but is that the end of me sneaking into Mr. Price incognito? She got a 6-week ban from the group for mentioning a discount supermarket, but we were all thinking the same thing. The only thrill I had during the first lockdown was buying a 3-pack of smaller than usual Kit Kats and deals. That'll be off limits now when it's masks off, because the Douglas Road Stunner is odds toast if they're identified going into one of those shops. What can we do? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang my friend Straight Talking Sandra and said, what's the best disguise for Douglas Road Stunner in the post-mask era? She said, tell her stop taking Botox for a month and people think she's her aunt.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.